I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. What a president says matters. And when President Trump said this about Syria yesterday, people around the globe noticed.
These heinous actions by the Assad regime cannot be tolerated.
Trump was referring to the suspected chemical weapons attack this week on civilians in a rebel-held part of Syria. Dozens of people were killed, including children. The attack is being widely blamed on the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The question is, was President Trump's comment a prelude to a U.S. military response? Reports out of Washington today would seem to suggest that. Ambassador Dennis Ross has dealt with many issues of war and peace during a lifetime of service as a U.S. diplomat. He's now a fellow with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. So in terms of conventional diplomacy, how do you understand the signals coming from the Trump administration right now in Syria since the chemical attack?
You know, it's very interesting because clearly the signal has changed. Only last week, you had the Secretary of State speaking in Turkey and saying that it was really up to the Syrian people to determine the future of Assad. The way I interpret the language at this point is that the administration is rethinking its position on Syria. Now, that doesn't mean it's come to any conclusions, but I do think there's a rethinking going on. And I also think it makes sense because what this episode, really this tragic episode, has demonstrated is any strategy or policy towards Syria that focuses on ISIS and doesn't address the issue of Assad is bound to fail. If for no other reason than Assad's presence is going to continue to be a recruiting tool for all the radical Sunni Islamists. And that means even if you can defeat ISIS, you're still going to have to contend with either son of ISIS or al-Qaeda type groups.
So do these signals foretell a military action?
They could. You know, you're certainly not seeing a posture that would mandate it or suggest that this is the path that we're on. But you're also seeing the kind of language that indicates that could be an option that would be contemplated. That's my sense of where we are right now, but I think we're still not necessarily on the brink of a decision.
So what could the U.S. military do in practical terms against Assad, given that there is sophisticated Russian air, land, and sea presence committed to defending Assad?
The one thing that could be done, I mean, actually, there's a few things that could be done, but the main weapons that could be used would be standoff systems, meaning either air-launched cruise missiles that could be launched from far away, not near any kind of air defense perimeter that the Russians have established, and the same for surface-to-surface cruise missiles, again, that have a range that would permit one to attack a series of targets with a high degree of precision. One set of targets would be the very forces that were used to carry out this attack. They're not all co-located with the Russians, and that would be a way of demonstrating that this kind of attack will not go unpunished and it's not going to be carried out with impunity. I mean, whether one takes such a military step or not, if there isn't at least some punitive action, the message is not just to Assad. The message is to any other leader that gets involved in a conflict that is difficult, you know, they'll recognize that they can use chemical weapons to try to change the balance of power, to try to gain an advantage in the conflict. If there is no prohibition on the use of chemical weapons, we're going to live to rue that day because we'll see chemical weapons become treated like any other weapon, and that is not something that anyone would want to see.
The president's also facing a political and possibly constitutional crisis right now over his campaign's ties to Russia, which, of course, is a close ally of Assad's. A confrontation with Syria would appear to be a convenient way for Trump to demonstrate to his base that he's not a Russian patsy. Don't you think that's right?
Well, there's no doubt I think it would be perceived that there is some link to the Russians that hasn't, you know, that people don't understand or hasn't been explained. It would certainly signal that we're pursuing what we think to be important with regard to the national interests of the United States, even if those conflict with the Russians. And that's any possible connections are not going to change the decision of the administration to pursue what's important for our national interests.
Ambassador Dennis Ross with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Thank you.
My pleasure.